Great story so far in the racing caper. I think this season anyway is the story of the legend Brian Gath. He is a legend. I grew up idolising this man, and at 76 years of age, he is still getting the job done, and he drives the odds-on favourite in tomorrow's Group 1 Queen of the Pacific in, of course, Better and Force. And Brian Gath joins us here on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, you're still odds on. I thought you might have blew out a bit when I got the drive.
No, mate, she's firmed in, Brian. Now, I don't want to be rude or anything to the great man, but you're 76 years of age, is that right?
Yeah, that is. That's correct. And, my word, it is.
And, mate, you are driving like a man in his 20s. Like, you've still got the old B-gas style and in the sulky when you're out in front. Are you loving it more than ever?
Driving from when I started. So, you know, it's not like I'd stop and start it again. So I don't think much change. Just because you've got a bit of age on it, I don't think you forget how to drive a bit, you know. Yeah.
Is that a message to everyone out there, Brian, that it doesn't matter your age, if you've still got the capacity to do it, you should go and chase those goals and try and compete at the highest level that you can?
Yeah, why not? If you've got the will and the horse under you, give it a go.
Yeah. And are you still loving it more than ever?
No, I think I do. Yeah, I think I do. I really, I love horses and I love trotting and I like the people in it. So, I mean, I got no reason to walk away from it.
Have you ever thought about retiring, Brian?
No, maybe. I know I can't keep driving, but I don't think I'll stop training and playing around with young horses. I don't think it'll alter me too much when I stop driving. I'll still be training.
Yeah. And what about tomorrow night? You get an opportunity once again to win another Group 1, and Better in Force, she's definitely got the form lines, Brian.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of things are in her favour. She's got a good draw. She's fairly good out of the gate, and she loves the long journey. She's tough as tough. So she all points to her having a good shot, you know.
So how did the drive come about? Did Craig Cross or Luke McCarthy give you a call during the week?
No, Tony Peacock owns a share in her.
Yep.
And he's always said, if you can't come down any time, you know, we'd like Brian to drive it, and he never had any qualms with that. Get along really good with Luke and his father, and Luke was quite happy for me to drive. He knows I've driven her before, and he understands that I understand how she races, and yeah, no, it brought about mainly because Tony Peacock owns a share in her, you know, and I drive most of his horses all the time, you know.
Yeah, and I talked to Luke there the other day. He had a big smile on his face when you were booked for that drive. So do you think he can lead? Do you think he get past Kua Lower at the start, Brian?
Well, I'll be giving it a good shot because you've got to analyse what the other drivers might be thinking. It's 2,700, long way to go. If I was driving the pole horse, I'd be darn pleased to take a sit on her, knowing that I'm going to have every chance in the race in the passing lane. No, I won't be driving her soft. She's a strong mare. You know?
Yeah, I love that confidence then from you there, Brian. Yeah. And Miss Monogirl, she's been a find of late. She probably gets a draw to be prominent as well in the second.
Definitely, yeah. The race is maybe a little bit short for her. She's very strong, but she's good out of the gate. And I think if she held the front, it'd take a lot of getting past. She's a darn good trier.
Yeah, and if she doesn't get the front, she'd be competitive from the breeze?
I think so. I don't think it'll affect her one bit. I think she'll do what she can. I'd like to see it over a longer journey, that's all, because a lot of the horses can run 1,700 real fast, but they mightn't run 2,100 real fast, you know.
Hey, mate, I can't wait to see you get the job done in this Queen of the Pacific Group 1 level, and you are an inspiration. At 76 years of age, to see you, what you've been doing in the sport, especially of recent times, is inspiring, mate. And lean back in that gig and get the job done tomorrow night, and enjoy the moment, mate.
Well, I'll be just enjoy to be in the race and drive such a fine mare for such a great trainer.
Yep.
Very pleased.
You're a bloody legend, Brian. Good luck.
Thank you.
There is the great Brian Gath. He drives Better in Force at 76 years of age. She's the odds-on favourite. She looks the leader, and boy, she'll be mighty hard to beat.